In America, there are no nobles or men of letters, and the common folk mistrust the wealthy. Consequently, lawyers form the highest political class, and the most cultivated circle of society. They have, therefore, nothing to gain by innovation, which adds a conservative interest to their natural taste for public order. If I were asked where I place the American aristocracy, I should reply without hesitation that it is not composed of the rich, who are united together by no common tie, but that it occupies the judicial bench and the bar. When I started researching this topic, I found an interesting website, Legal Reform Now. As the name suggests, this website is devoted to legal reform, and it is definitely concerned about the dominance of lawyers in American government. There, I read an article by a political science professor from the University of Wisconsin. One observation the UW article confirms is that the legal profession is the dominant profession of the people we elect to public office. For example, about half our representatives and two-thirds of our senators are lawyers. No other profession comes close to having the same number of people in political office. Effectively, lawyers form our nation's most powerful organized political constituency in America. Lawyers make our laws, and lawyers interpret our laws. When judges are appointed, the American Bar Association is the only professional organization that is consulted to rate the fitness of potential judicial appointees. Our nation has been in existence for over 200 years, and lawyers have been this nation's aristocracy since its formation. Our system works, but do we really want to have a single profession in charge of our nation? Specifically, do we want to have the legal profession in charge? Next time you vote, that is something to think about.